You're listening to Song Exploder, where musicians take apart their songs and piece by piece tell the story of how they were made. I'm Hrishikesh Hirway. This episode contains explicit language. FKA Twigs is a singer, songwriter, and producer from London. She's released 3 EPs and 2 albums. Her most recent album, Magdalene, came out in 2019 and was named one of the best albums of the year by Rolling Stone, Pitchfork, Time, NME, and more. For this episode, Twigs chose the song Mirrored Heart from that album. She wrote and produced it in Los Angeles with a few collaborators, but it's an intensely personal song. But I'm never gonna give up.
This is FKA Twigs. The lyric Mirrored Heart was something that I had written in my phone for a while. I'd heard this saying that your greatest love will be somebody who will truly reflect who you aspire to be and can mirror. It doesn't mean that you have to do the same thing or like the same things. It's more to do with morals or a kind of deeper understanding of life or sort of human values. Somebody who's going to give what you give, put in what you put in. It's an equal meeting of two loves. I write a lot of things down. Sometimes they turn into songs or sometimes they turn into things that I write to myself. So I didn't know necessarily that it was going to be a song at the time, but it presented itself. I wrote Mirrored Heart with Ethan P. Flynn, an amazing musician and songwriter, and it was just Ethan playing on the piano. He came to visit me in LA. I had this house and I invited a few of my friends to come and work on the record and write and eat together and wake together. And Ethan and I wrote Mirrored Heart on a very sort of lonely morning, I remember. Everyone was in bed or out or, just doing their own thing. I think we'd maybe even said that that day was a chill day and we weren't really going to work, but then Ethan and I just found ourselves at the piano just playing around, and we just have something really special when we're together, and it's very melancholy but easy, and there's a real sort of deep blue joy to the music that we make. He just has all these deep, amazing feelings and unusual chords. It felt really unusual and quite strange, but also it felt like something that I knew really well. It felt like a very old song, something that I would have heard my grandma playing or something like that. It had a very old feel in a really inspiring way. It was very calm and very quiet and very sensitive, that moment. You could play anything and I'll just start singing. It's a nightmare. It's compulsive.
It's all for the gain. It's all for the lovers trying to take the breath away.
I sometimes make music in images. For Mirrored Heart, I saw an opium den and loads of lovers on top of each other, and then me as a singular person that couldn't find an inn on the situation. And then everybody had mirrors on themselves in different places, but where my mirror was, I couldn't find anyone that had it in the same place. And then everybody held hands and then walked off the horizon together, they were falling, and then I was left without anybody to fall with. During that time, I was furiously dating. without much luck. And I think I was feeling kind of lonely and unseen. For me anyway, I mean, I'm quite a sort of relationship person. I just feel more comfortable knowing where I am. Romantically, I've never enjoyed dating, if I'm honest with you. It just doesn't suit me. I hadn't been single for a long time, and it just felt like I was there dating to, like, don't say like boost people's egos, but it just felt like not genuine connections. Like, everyone's trying to be grabby just to kind of like fill a hole, to gain something, find that high, get that fix, get their heart racing, like get that text, feel good about yourself for those 10 minutes while someone's paying you attention.
It's all for the gain, it's all for the lovers trying to chase the rush again.
And so I was feeling quite vulnerable and just wondering, like, was I ever going to love again, you know? Was I ever going to be loved again? Like, what was that going to feel like this time around?
But I'm never going to give up. Though I'm probably going to think about you all the time. And for the lovers who found a mirrored heart, they just remind me I'm without you.
And then Cyan, who's a very old friend and collaborator, came in and played the guitar, and I remember singing to him a little riff, like dung gung gung gung. During like LP1, you know, I was just really into the laptop, you know, I was really into Ableton and like finding the cool sounds and how many effects can you put on something. Whereas during Magdalene, I started to feel the need to like actively get out of the computer a bit, and I have more acoustic instruments than I've ever had before. The ploddiness of the guitar, that kind of sounds like a kid walking with like lazy feet. It's like a reluctance to get to like the destination. That's something that was just really important to me and conveying in this piece of music. It's like a reluctant march to an unknown destination. I had this new drum machine and I didn't know how to work it, and it has all these different like settings of different types of music, but I couldn't get out of the hip hop and trap setting because it was my first day of having it. So like it was just these weird voice samples, like yep, and like 200 bands, 300 bands, like that. And so like actually in the song it says 200 bands, which I thought was really funny. Sometimes in my music, I have little jokes to myself like that. I'm not a traditional musician. Actually, like, I play instruments horribly, but I'm good at working things out. On Mirrored Heart, like, I play drum machines and stuff like that, and I have my personal touch on it, but really it's me relying on people that can play chords beautifully to just listen and be able to like execute my vision. It's different being a male producer to being a female producer, you know, it is a very different vibe, and I feel that I have to work with men that really embrace their feminine energy for it to work. I don't want to be trapped inside a clever boy's laptop. So it means often that like I work with someone very closely and explain to them in great detail what I want and how I need things to sound. And I write this way with an artist called Corliss as well. Corliss actually produced the song, and Nicholas Jarre being another person, like, you know, that allowed me to create through their well of skills, you know, and be able to explain that things, you know, like, okay, I hear a synth here, it needs to be deep, it's playing these notes, it has this amount of sadness in it, it sounds like a wizard's crying. You You know, you just tap into each other and you can figure it out. I'd done that sound that was like, And then Corliss did this crazy sound that goes underneath it, which is like this whirring. It just sounds like what pain is. It sounds like the end of a cry, and he just layered it under my voice. That's the marimba of hope right there. It's a sign that maybe things are going to be okay, but probably not. I actually went to Rick Knowles' studio in Santa Monica.
That's Rick Knowles, the Grammy-winning songwriter and producer. He's worked with Madonna, Lana Del Rey, Stevie Nicks, and a bunch more.
And he has a lot of really amazing amps. So we were able to play with a lot of his toys and run a lot of the sounds through his amps and re-record them just to give it extra grit, you know, like extra grunge and feeling. To me, like Mirrored Heart at its best, it sounds like it's just really hard to like squeeze out. Really like compressed and stressed out. And then there's these like moments of just relaxing, this kind of glittery like release. But I'm never gonna give up. Though I'm probably gonna think about you all the time. And for the lovers who found. They just remind me I'm without you. When we were at Rick Knowles' studio in Santa Monica, I recorded the vocals there with him, and Mirrored Heart was one song that I just really wanted to go in on and warm up properly and drink lemon and honey tea and do my breathing exercises and go in knowing that I'm a vocalist, and that's something that in my earlier work I just didn't care about. Like, I just didn't care. I was like, I'm an artist. My voice is an instrument. You know, it'll sound how it sounds. Drown it in reverb. Put loads of effects on it. Put me in the back because actually that synth is way more important than me right now. Whereas now, like, I just wanted people to hear my lyrics. Did you want me home? No, not for life. Did you truly see me? No, not this time. Were you ever sure? No, 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 not with me. It was a very weird time in my life. In my mid-20s, I really thought I had it all sorted and together. And then in my late 20s, I really realized that I 100% did not, you know. I just realized I did not have a Scooby-Doo, what was going on. And I think for me, like Mirrored Heart, it was really like at the peak of me feeling very alone and just like intense heartbreak, like keep you up at night, heartbreak. During this time, I called my manager, like it must have been 4 a.m. for me, and it was in the early morning for him in London, and I called him and I was just crying. I was just like completely inconsolable. And he said, what's the matter? And I said, I don't want to make a heartbreak record. I don't want to be on stage singing these songs. I don't want to feel sad. I don't want to have to carry it with me. Like, I don't want to make a sad album. I'd made LP1 and I felt like so strong. I felt like on top of the world. I felt like I had it sorted. I felt like I would make this next record and I would be like this strong Nubian queen and I'd go and take the world and it would be amazing. But then that just was not my truth at all. And I think at a certain point, I had to accept that. In a lot of the interviews I did about the record, like, you know, everyone was kind of like, this must have been so healing for you. Like, this must have been such like a healing process. And I'm kind of like, absolutely not. Like, are you kidding me? I sort of have no idea. Like, I just fix one thing and then another thing comes up. You know, that's life. There was just nothing that I could do than ride it out and try and get on with my life. And that's what I was trying to do. But it was a great time of self-discovery. Genuine, real, like, gut-wrenching self-discovery.
And now, here's Mirrored Heart by FKA Twigs in its entirety.
It's all for the gain, it's all for the lovers trying to take their breath away. It's all for the gain, it's all for the lovers trying to chase the rush again. It's all for the gain, it's all for the lovers trying to take their breath away. It's all for the game, it's all for the lovers trying to chase the rush again. But I'm never gonna give up. Did you want me all? No, not for life. Did you truly see me? No, not this time. Were you ever sure? No, 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 not with me. That's why it's all for the gain. It's all for the lovers trying to push the pain away. Did you want me all? No, not for life. Did you truly see me? No, not this time. Were you ever sure? No, 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 not with me. Did you want me all? No, not for life. Did you truly see me? No, not this time. Remind me I'm without you. They just remind me I'm without you. without you. They just remind me I'm without you.
Visit songexploder.net to learn more about FKA Twigs. You'll also find a link to stream or buy this song. Song Exploder is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customer surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Song Exploder is sponsored by DistroKid. If you're an independent artist, DistroKid is a great way to get your music distributed. You get unlimited uploads, and you get to keep 100% of your royalties and earnings. There are more than a million artists, including me, who have used DistroKid to get their music into all the major streaming services, Spotify, Apple Music, TikTok, everywhere. The DistroKid app is now available on iOS and Android. Go to the app or Play Store to download it now. And for 10% off your first year's membership, go to distrokid.com/VIP/songexploder. This message comes from Apple Card. Earn up to 3% daily cash back on every purchase, every day. Then grow it at 4.50% annual percentage yield when you open a savings account with Apple Card. Visit apple.co/cardcalculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card subject to credit approval. Savings available to Apple Card owners subject to eligibility. Savings accounts provided by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, member FDIC. Terms apply. Song Exploder is made by me and producer Christian Kunz, with production assistance from Olivia Wood and illustrations by Carlos Lerma. Song Exploder is a proud member of Radiotopia from PRX, a collective of fiercely independent podcasts. You can learn more at radiotopia.fm. You can find Song Exploder on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Song Exploder. My name is Hrishikesh Hirwe. Thanks for listening.
Radiotopia.
If you're looking for another podcast to listen to, check out Normal Gossip from Radiotopia. They're coming back for their sixth season. If you don't already know the show, they were named one of the best podcasts of the year by Time Magazine and Vulture, and their new season starts April 17th. Normal Gossip is really fun. It's a show about petty and ridiculous and strange stories and the way that we share those stories. The stories that they tell in the podcast are sent in by listeners, and then they're anonymized and then retold to a guest. And then they have to weigh in on the decisions that the people in the story are making. It's very funny and very beloved. So if you aren't already listening, check out the new season, which starts April 17th. You can listen to Normal Gossip wherever you get your podcasts.